You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dangerous precedent averted, Lee. Well, these are really weird times, the Supreme Court.
No kidding.
They did the right thing, but still bizarre. You had the spectacle of, and you know, I could see if this was like 1725, two women on the Supreme Court voting to silence the woman in the case because she criticized the man is essentially where we are. Here's what happened. You had a Republican state legislator who criticized boys playing in girls' sports. Her name is Laura Libby, and she made the mistake of doing this in a blue state. So the legislature said, oh, you've outed this transgender child. It's a boy to girl transgender child who was competing in sports and dominating, won the whole sporting event. And so you've outed the person, you name them, and so we're going to censure you, and as part of your censure, we're going to take away your right to vote. Well, the problem with this is that the local media had, you know, made a big deal of this particular case because the boy who won was a boy. And they named him and showed him on the podium and showed his face. So this legislator, Laura Libby, who learned about this from the local media, Maine State of Representatives, gets censured for using the kid's name again when local media did. Everybody knew who he was.
So she was punished for saying true things.
For saying true things, yes, and for criticizing this. So this went all the way up to the Supreme Court, the question being, okay, if Democrat majority legislatures don't like what a Republican is saying, can they just take away their ability to vote? Supreme Court said no. Here's Riley Gaines interviewing Laura Libby on the irony of this.
I told Speaker Fecteau the night that I was censured, we had a meeting prior to that censure, prior to when I stood in front of him in the House chamber. And I ended the meeting telling him, Speaker, you're going to go down in history as the man who silenced a woman for speaking up for girls. And I think it's so critical that those of us in positions, theoretically at least, of power do speak up for the girls, for those who are having their rights taken away. We shouldn't expect them to do that if we won't.
Wow. That statement is so powerful. And I think the general public has got the picture for a long time and is certainly, again, becoming more bold and saying it out loud. But what you just said, you are going to go down on the wrong side of history for silencing a woman for defending women. That is the message that needs to be on these ads, these campaigns, these commercials against these Democrats. Again, I hate to make it partisan like that because, I mean, it really shouldn't be a partisan issue. But unfortunately, that's the reality of it. It has almost entirely fallen on party lines. That is the message that needs to be played on these commercials when they're running in 2026, 2028, whatever the term is, time and time again.
So, good news. Democrat legislators cannot stop Republicans from voting if they don't like their point of view. Glad we had a ruling on that. Crazy that it was 7-2.
Well, and sad that we had to actually do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Meantime, not a lot of folks on our side are talking about this. That big, beautiful bill does some really bizarre things. Like we're told they're struggling. They're trying to find a way to pay for this. Trump's agenda is in it. There's a lot of good things in it. We certainly want Trump's agenda to pass. And they're trying to figure out, well, how do we pay for the tax cuts? How do we do? Well, you know, and it conveys the image that they're struggling. The Republicans are up. They're struggling. Well, why are they struggling? Why are things so tight? Because they left $852 billion of the Green New Deal. That's AOC's Green New Deal in their 26 through 2035 budget.
Can we not just get rid of this mess? I mean,
I don't understand. I don't know why. And it was really dishonest yesterday. Mike Johnson was up there and he bragged about rolling back over $500 billion in funding for the Green New Deal. He did. They did cut parts of it, but they left bigger parts of it. So, I don't understand. And the projection now is up dramatically from the $270 billion cost. It's again $852 billion for Green New Deal stuff. The total over 25 years, $4.7 trillion, which is bizarre because we, again, just learned in the last week, climate change is, there's no global warming. What we actually have is the ice sheets, the Arctic and the North Pole thickening at record rates never seen before. So the warming stopped. We went through kind of a neutral period, and now we are adding ice at a record-breaking level. We do not need this. We do not need 850. Maybe somebody could send them the articles from the New York Post. So they would, you know, look, we don't need to spend almost $1 trillion fighting global warming, climate change. Don't need that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I just don't understand what they're doing up there. I don't understand it.
Well, that's what happens when you continue to have continuing resolutions as a budget.
Yeah, and then when you look at, you know, what we've just hit here, Zero Hedge really, you know, quantifies it that, you know, for the first time ever, you know, they write the only significance of the recent downgrade in the U.S. Credit rating, basically our bond rating,
credit rating.
The only significance of the recent downgrade is that it is the first time in more than 100 years that all the major rating agencies have downgraded the top tier credit status in the U.S. The U.S. government has
heretofore.
Thank you. Hitherto.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, hitherto. Oh, gosh, my head. Enjoyed. So, again, it is the first time in more than 100 years that all the major rating agencies have downgraded the top tier credit status of the U.S. government. Now, it's just a shrug of shoulders. And what you're seeing right now, something I never thought I would see, conservatism is pretty much dead. There were a couple of holdouts this week, Chip Roy, Thomas Massie, Ralph Norman, they were absolutely brutalized, including by Trump. And they gave up. They backed off. They said, well, you know, y'all want to go broke, we'll go broke. Literally as these agencies are making the final downgrade to our, government credit rating.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like you say it and that's become anti-Trump. That's become like, wow, you don't like Trump. No, I like, there are parts of Trump's agenda I really like. They should have passed them back in January.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah.
In fact, I've been frustrated how long it's taken. But what, you know, why we need to lard it up with all this, I don't understand. When our national debt's already at $37 trillion, when you start going through this, it's mind-boggling. By 2029, we will add another $9 to $10 trillion to the national debt. I mean, come on. We just saw the bond market wobble. How is it going to be by 29? How is that going to work on a day-to-day basis? We're watching the Fed quietly do easing now. They just spent $40 billion quietly buying up our bonds. Why? Why do you have to do that? Because nobody wants them. We don't have enough bond buyers to fund this.
Which is going to drive up the interest rates, which is the same thing that the reduction of the credit rating has the potential to do, is to drive up the interest rates for all the borrowing. And then if we don't hit the growth targets that is in this budget, then we're not going to be able to offset these increases. So,
Look, if anyone can hit him, it's Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But Trump's not going to be around forever. No. This budget goes through 29. His term ends in 28.
Well, I'm still worried about getting through 26.
Well, I know, without another wobbling of the bond market. Or all it's going to take is one sneeze.
Or
that's
Democrats
all that's
getting
left.
In control of the House or the Senate. Either
I know.
Because that's the end right there.
And then you bust the – even if Trump manages 3% growth – because the growth since 1990 has averaged 2%. The growth of the last 20 years has averaged 2.3%.
You know, I heard a stat this morning that Trump has only signed 5 new pieces of legislation. And that's the lowest, I think they said, since like the 1930s or something for any president. 5 pieces of legislation that he has signed. Now, that's not to me, that's not an indictment of him. That's an indictment of Congress.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. And Zero Hedge is writing, too, about this. Look, the U.S. government, they're saying, look, the odds of a default are zero. We'll just print the money. That the real risk here is inflation in having to print that money.
Exactly.
And getting into that inflationary spiral that we may never be able to pull out of. And you just got to hope we can generate enough tax dollars to not have to do that. I don't know. Okay. But, you know, you can't say these things anymore because being a conservative is a problem. They'll primary you for it. So, I mean, we are now spending it to level the Democrats. There is no difference between the two parties.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.